from the post-millennial, I think. Yeah. Avatar director James Cameron says testosterone is a toxin. I think he's a toxin. And that men must terminate it from their system. Men must terminate what from their system? Testosterone? Oh, yeah, because testosterone doesn't serve any purpose whatsoever, right? Yeah. Interesting. Interesting take from a dude who's probably had the testosterone of a 100-year-old since he was, like, 10. From a dude that's probably had subpar levels of testosterone his whole fucking life. How many times has this guy been married? How many women has he not been able to please throughout his entire life? Yeah. How many crappy movies has he made? Doesn't testosterone spur creativity, for one thing? This guy's made a lot of shit films, so I think he's biased. I think there's a reason that he's a problem with testosterone, because he doesn't have much of it. And he doesn't want you to have any other, apparently. A lot of things I did earlier, I wouldn't do career-wise, and just risk that you take as a wild testosterone poison, young man. Uh-huh. So testosterone's a poison now, is it? Even though it's naturally occurring and it's what makes us men. So he's essentially saying that men themselves are toxic. So he buys into the idea of toxic masculinity, even though there's, supposed to be equivalency between men and women. They're supposed to be equal. So where's toxic femininity? Aren't you against, estrogen as well? Aren't you going to be consistent, Mr. Cameron? No! Excuse me, my voice doesn't sound low enough. No! I'm not going to be consistent as the little soy boy that I am! Yeah. Giant pussy. Look at this guy. Does this turkey neck looking motherfucker look like somebody that has high testosterone? I don't think so. He's got too much hair. He's got too much hair in his old age. In the sign of a high testosterone, you're going bald. He's got a nice, full, thick head of hair. Yeah. Of course he does. Of course he does. Ain't much testosterone in this fucking guy. I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't shooting up with estrogen. I wouldn't be surprised if this guy is on a regular diet of soy lattes to suppress that evil, toxic poison. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, because the modern world wasn't built by testosterone-filled men. Oh, no. It was built by filmmakers like him. Anyway, before I get into this story, I'd like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw red pill nature of my content to go check out my BitChute channel, bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. You'll find a lot of useful and interesting information there. You'll find over 1,500 videos to date, a lot of educational content, a lot of comedy, just a lot of entertainment. So you want to be red-pilled, get a good laugh, and some useful information all rolled into one, go check it out. bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Okay, back to the story. So, Avatar director, because that's all he's known for. Didn't he make those crappy Prometheus movies, which were just totally completely horrible? Had no internal consistency with the prior Alien movies, even though they were supposedly based on that same world. Yeah. Toxic men. No, men are toxic. Testosterone is toxic. So if you have high testosterone, you're toxic. Wouldn't the implication be that if you're a man, then you're toxic because testosterone is what makes us men in the first place? Interesting. This brilliant filmmaker doesn't seem to put much thought into the things he says. It's very interesting. This goofball, this moron, this low-T soy boy is essentially attacking half his audience. More than half. I mean, men are visual-based creatures, right? We're visual. I mean, wasn't the majority of people that went to see Avatar men, probably? I mean, men, you know, they oftentimes are the ones paying for the movies at the very least, and Avatar itself was not a very good movie. The plot was pretty thin. A lot of plot armor on the Jake Sully character. A lot of plot holes. Just, you know, not a lot of backstory developed. It was just, it really wasn't a very good movie. The only thing good about it was the visuals. Well, men are visual creatures. How much you want to bet that the majority of people that go to see this next Avatar movie are men? And you're attacking more than half of your audience? What a genius. Isn't this the movie that costs like $2 billion to make? Does he understand that for a $2 billion movie to break even, it's got to make $4 billion? I mean, when you add in the production cost and the marketing, this movie is $2 billion bucks. Do you know that movie theaters don't give the movie makers half the money? It gets split between the movie theater and the production company. So this movie literally has to make at least $4 billion to break even. And he's got more planned, too. He's got, like, an Avatar 6 and 7 plan. And supposedly, they've already made the Avatar 3, and now they're in post-production. Before they even see if anybody wants to see Avatar 2. By the way, does anybody want to see this movie? I mean, I know that most movies suck these days, so probably a lot of people are going to go see it, but how long's it been? What was it, 2009 that the first one was made? So, 13 fucking years? You took your sweet time, didn't you, pal? Meanwhile, you devoted that time to those crappy Prometheus movies. And you could have been promoting to a new Avatar film. Would have made a hell of a lot more sense to bring out an Avatar 2 sooner than this. But anyway, so the story begins by saying James Cameron, writer and director of such films as The Terminator, Terminator 2. Terminator 2 is a good movie. Terminator 1 was okay. Terminator 2 is even better, which is very rare. Usually sequels are not as good as what they're, what came before. True Lies? True Lies is okay. Aliens was good. And Titanic? I didn't like Titanic. I remember going to see it, the entire theater. I had to search for a seat. And it was all girls, all young girls. Said that earlier in his career, he and his work were poisoned by the toxin, this testosterone. Well, you know, I like testosterone. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. It gives men energy, gives men creativity, gives them more muscle mass, gives them a higher level of thinking, makes them more logical. While promoting his environmental activist, agitrop. Environmental activism. Okay, so he's a shill. He's a shill. Okay, yeah. He's a global elite shill. Yeah. Environmental activist group. Fuck off. Avatar sequel due out in December. Oh, boy. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Cameron said a lot of things I did earlier I would have done, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, testosterone poisoned young man. Are you saying that young men in general are poisoned with testosterone? Because the majority of young men have the testosterone of like an 80-year-old. I was just watching a video the other day. Some poor guy. He looked pretty lean and well-built, and then he had his testosterone measured, and it was like the testosterone of an 80-year-old. I don't know what testosterone poisoned young men you're talking about, pal. On average, men's testosterone is 50% lower than it was 50 years ago. Okay, well, he's that old, so 50 years ago, he might have actually had a normal testosterone level. Not anymore. He's got the testosterone of like a dead man. How old is he, in his 70s? So he's probably got the testosterone of such a person was still alive, like a 150-year-old man. Yeah. In the early 80s, James Cameron was set to pitch an idea for a sequel to the movie Alien. He walked into a room filled with executives at 20th Century Fox. When they asked the young director whose film The Terminator... was an unexpected success, what his pitch was for an Alien sequel, Cameron reportedly walked up to the chalkboard in the room. He wrote the word Alien and then added S at the end. Why do people talk about how great this fucking guy is? I mean, he literally pitched a movie by adding a plural. Instead of one alien, there's going to be a bunch of them. Give me money. That tells you how creatively bankrupt Hollywood is, that this guy is lauded and held up as some kind of ideal. He paused and then drew two lines in the S, making a dollar sign. Yeah. Cameron confirmed the veracity of the story with Cinema Blend in 2021. So he's like a one-trick pony. He's had like one or two good movies, then he's just been riding that success, you know. So, you know, riding his laurels, yeah, essentially. According to Crack, the young Cameron broke into the editing room of the directorial debut, Piranha 2, to recut the movie after the film's producer had him removed from the project. Wow, he's such a rebel. who supports everything the mainstream media and government does. Yeah, some rebel. On the other hand, he did say of his alien female heroine in Avatar, right from the beginning, I said, she's got to have tits. Of course. No, they have a heroine, yeah. They don't want, he doesn't really want a hero. He wishes that Jake Sully wasn't there, but, you know. This was 2009 that this movie was made, before men became the absolute 100% enemy of everybody. So now he's kind of stuck with Jake Sully. If he could get rid of him, he would, but eh. I guess he can get away with it, though, because it's an alien on another planet. So that's okay. He's a male, but he's an alien male. He's not human, who I hate. Because I hate my fellow human beings, especially if they're male. Yeah, of course you do. Yeah, of course you do, like any good lefty. His tentpole features often had bombastic practical effects and huge budgets, which he would fight for in F-bomb-laden shouting matches with executives, according to The Hollywood Reporter. I think that's going to blow up in his face now. $2 billion budget for what looks to be like essentially a piece of crap. This movie does not look good. I've seen some of the reviews. That said, masculine energy carried over to sets. What's wrong with that? Majority of filmgoers or people paying for films are men. You idiot. Causing Ed Harris to punch Cameron in the face on the set of The Best, according to IMDb. Yeah, what they're not going to tell you is that Cameron almost drowned the motherfucker. What they're not going to tell you is that Ed Harris almost fucking drowned thanks to the oversight of Cameron. Somebody almost drowns me, I'm going to do more than punch him in the face. I'm going to beat the living fucking crap out of him. Oh, but that was an incidence of, you know, toxic masculinity. A woman wouldn't have done that. Yeah, woman would have grabbed the frying pan. Woman would have grabbed the weapon and fucked you up even more. Cameron also said, I made Titanic because I wanted to dive into the shipwreck, not because I particularly wanted to make the movie. Wow, that's great. That's just great. Yeah. Already we can see this guy doesn't think about anybody else other than himself and his vision. Cameron's new movie is a continuation of his Avatar series. Yeah. The first entry having hit theaters back in 2009, his interest in filmmaking now rests in his passion for environmental sustainability. Yeah. Essentially feeding into the narrative mumbo-jumbo about deforestation and all that other bullshit about how technology's evil, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. Meanwhile, he films shit on technology. technology, you wouldn't be able to put your bullshit movies out there for an audience to pay for. Movies that are not very good, generally speaking. On Avatar, Cameron has said, Avatar is the highest grossing film, and it's a movie that's asking you to cry for a tree. Oh, fuck off. I'm tired of this deforestation bullshit. Hey, moron. Are you aware that there's more forest now than there was in 1900? Even in the late 1800s, because there's actually a market for wood and tree products, you idiot, so people grow them more because there's a market? This is such a myth. There is no deforestation. There's more forest now than there was 150 years ago. What a bunch of bullshit. This is just a grift that dumb people eat up, that low IQ morons believe. Cameron's success has been parallel to his reliance on innovation and technology. Yeah, didn't I just say that? I'm anti-technology as I use technology to make a living. His films like The Abyss and Terminator 2 spearheaded CGI, pushing the technology forward in significant ways in a shortened time span. Yeah, by the way, that being the case, why is it that the fucking CGI in Avatar 2009 looks so much better than a lot of the movies coming out now? How about that de-aging shit with Mark Hamill? At The Mandalorian, where they had Luke Skywalker come back as a young man. That's horrible CGI. Some dude on the internet did a better job, and they had turned around and I think hired the guy. Disney hired him. Some dude in this basement could do better CGI and visual effects on his fucking laptop than Disney could do with their billion-dollar budget. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah, technology and human advancement is portrayed in the Avatar movie as tools of the oppressor. Yeah, because technology is so evil and bad. It's also what gives us all the food that we eat and the automobiles that we drive and the computers we use and the movie theaters that people go to see this guy's crappy movies. Pushing it on the natives who are betrayed in a Russian utopia. Yeah, they're living in a utopia. Utopias don't exist, by the way. In perfect harmony until greedy mankind disrupts their perfection. See, this is what I didn't like about the original Avatar movie. It portrayed human beings as scum, as evil, as a race that I think it was like the 2150 By that time, it killed their planet, and there were no forests left. By the way, not possible. If there were no forests, if there was no green left, there would be no oxygen. Total bullshit. By the way, that's totally, completely, 100% contrary to the actual reality. There's more green, there's more forest, there's more trees than there was 150 years ago. So you're a liar, you're an idiot, or you're just fucking ignorant. Mr. Cameron. Mr. Moron. Mr. Douchebag Idiot. What a fucking retard. Environmentalism and concern for the environment has skyrocketed. We're far more aware and safety conscious and environmentally aware than we were in 1850. What is this fucking guy talking about? And because of that evil technology, we're able to process a lot of the waste and a lot of the garbage and a lot of the harmful effects that 150 years ago were destroying the environment. Now we're saving the environment. There's more green than ever. But this guy, he wants to present the exact opposite. Whether or not it's willful ignorance or, he's just a grifter, hard to say. On the first Avatar movie success in 2009, Cameron said, "If we didn't make money, we're a bunch of dumb fucks." Yeah. How about now? Think you're gonna make enough now? In 2022, Cameron, who has totally given up toxic masculinity. That's not a real thing, yo. There's just masculinity. There's no such thing as toxic masculinity. What do you define as toxic masculinity? You're gonna take a series of behaviors that, in and of themselves, not only are just bad behavior that isn't tied to any gender, but they're behaviors that anybody, everybody, regardless of the gender, actually participates in, be it a midget woman in India or a Chinese dude or a white woman. You're just trying to codify a bunch of negative behaviors as belonging totally, completely to one gender. That's just idiotic. Can you define toxic masculinity? No, because if you actually defined it, then I could hold you to task and say, "Oh, wait, women do that as much as men, so it's not tied to any gender." The trolls will have it that nobody gives a shit about what the fuck are you talking about? Deforestation? And they can't remember the characters' names or one damn thing that happened in the movie. I remember some of the names. The movie was largely forgettable except for the visuals. Then they see the movie again and go, "Oh, okay, excuse me. Let me just shut the fuck up right now." I don't know what the hell he's talking about. He doesn't know either. So I'm not worried about that. Yeah. That it? That's the whole story? Okay, so he wants you to go see this movie, but he doesn't tell you why he wants you to go see it. I mean, I didn't see a reason to go see this fucking thing. I just see a fucking story where this guy is essentially bashing his own race, bashing his own gender, expecting these people he's bashing to go see his fucking movie. So you'd have to have very low self-esteem, very little self-respect to go see this guy's fucking film. And by the way, even if you get massive turnout, this movie would have to make more money than any movie has ever made in human fucking history. That's just dismissing inflation. Anytime in human history, it's going to have to make so much fucking money. It's going to have to make more than any movie ever has before in the history of mankind since movies were invented. How the fuck is this movie going to do that? I saw some of the trailers. The Way of Water. He's got some kids with five fingers instead of four fingers like the natives, and he's also raising a human bastard baby who turns around and betrays them all because his wife, Neytiri, treats the human boy like crap because he's human. And apparently at some point, Jake Sully didn't put his foot down and say, "Hey, that's our son too. I come from humanity. He's human. You can't say that all human beings are bad and hate him just because he's human." "Yes, I can. He's a young white man." Yeah. And of course, we're all identitarians, and we love identity politics, and we love to make grand collectivized statements about entire groups of people, and that includes entire races. And you can tell from that alone that James Cameron hates his own fucking race, hates his own people. Lovely. I have no plans of going to see this movie. I don't get to see this movie, but I'm not going to pay for it anyway. I might see it. I'm not going to a movie theater, though. I'm not putting money in this fucking guy's pocket. This guy that hates men, who hates testosterone. Does this moron understand that it was a man that created the very fucking medium that he uses to make his fucking living and preach to people about how evil and horrible they are because they're deforesting the world, even though there's no deforestation occurring? There's actually forests being added more every fucking year because there's a market for it. You lying scumbag motherfucker, you virtue signaling piece of crap. hate this fucking guy. I hate this fucking guy. Anyhow, let me know what you think of this sanctimonious moron, this old ignorant fool, in the comments section. Let me know what you think, and please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel, bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go there, join BitChute, follow me there, and leave a comment.